I am friends with Patrick, yeah.
So just wondering, because...
Well, I think it's this probably the same for every athlete. You know, it's really the doubt that drives us to succeed, because if we were all confident, we would all be complacent. So there's always that fear and there's always that doubt, because you train so hard for one specific moment, and, you know, there's always a chance of success and there's always a chance of failure, and it weighs on your mind. But that's kind of, I think, what drives every athlete to push harder and to work harder and to work for more success. And sometimes that voice outweighs the other. But it's just, it's about... For me, it's, like I said, even when I don't believe in myself, I believe in my structure. And so if I can get back to that, and if I can really just focus on that, then this voice gets much quieter, and I can believe much more in this one. I can't even imagine what he's going through. He's had so many surgeries, knee, back, you name it. But it's much harder the older you get to keep everything together. You know, it's really been my athletic trainer this year has kind of been like MacGyver, rubber bands and paper clips. But I've never been in such good health. I've been working with her on a daily basis, and my off-ice trainer has given me very good and specific programs, and I'm in the best shape of my life at 28, and I'm feeling better, and I have less aches and pains than I have at any other time. But it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of money, which is hard to come by. So it's not an easy thing to do, to kind of be where we are. And I mean, it's obviously easier for Plushenko, because he's he's like a national hero, and he can have a trainer and people watching him like 24/7. But it's been a little more difficult for me, a little more taxing for me and my wallet. But I've made sure. I was like, this is my last shot in the Olympics, and I'm going to give it everything I have. And I've really put everything into it. And, you know, I flew my trainer over here, and we've been kind of finagling day passes and guest passes here and there to get her where I need her, so that I can be sure that I have the care that I need. He's fantastic, and he's been phenomenal for a long time. Just kind of watching him come up the ranks. But honestly, I haven't watched him at all this season.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay.
I've been just trying to focus on myself. I mean, I know what my competition's doing, and I know how they're scoring, and I follow all of that. But I haven't been watching. I've really just kind of been sticking to me and my plan, because at the end of the day, all I can do is what I can do, and to the best of my ability. And they can do what they can do. And everyone has different approaches and different needs for their training and their bodies. And, you know, Plushenko has been through a lot, and, you know, he's had a lot of surgeries, and he's had a lot of injuries. And so I think for him, and especially, like, he doesn't even have to think of it. Like, a quad's like a blink of an eye for him. So it's not necessary for him to, at this point, be pounding away. And actually, you know, for me too, it's kind of just been more about the build, and not overdoing it, not over pushing, but just, you know, making sure that I do enough to build the confidence and to build the foundation for the competition. And absolutely, I was disappointed in the team event for my teammates. Like I said, I think it was just what I needed for me. I have some big demons post-nationals, and I got to meet them up close and personal and kind of shake their hand, and I was like, all right, make peace with it and kind of send them on their way. And it was really good to kind of... It was good for me mentally, as odd as that sounds, because it really made me look at what I was doing leading up to that, and was like, all right, I wasn't in my structure. When I was at the rink, I was. When I was away from the rink, I wasn't. And so it made kind of for a very unsteady foundation. So when I got in that presser situation, it kind of all collapsed. And I'm glad that I got to see that, because now I have plenty of time to rebuild the foundation and restructure and make sure that everything's very strong and very solid. You know, we've seen consistencies. We've really been tracking how everything's been going through the competitive season, and the days that I have the poor performances are much less organized, and the days that I perform very well have been much more organized. And it's been kind of interesting to watch that, because we can kind of look back and note, all right, this happened on this day and you didn't really perform that well, and this happened this day and it was much better. And it's very, you know, it seems kind of happenstance when you're going through it, but to look back, there's a very clear picture, and it's I'm glad that I got to see that a little. When I was at the training venues, I was very on top of things, and so I was feeling like I was doing everything correctly. So, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but I did feel a little off when I was in the village. I felt like I was a little off, but I couldn't quite pinpoint how or why. And then when I would go back and look at my day, I was like, yeah, I was way off of my time schedule. I was very disorganized, and there was just too much, you know, there are too many choices and too many thoughts going on, and so we've really limited all of that, and I'm basically, from now on, like, I'm the puppet, and Yuka and Britta are, like, my puppeteers, and I basically, you know, they're controlling the show, and I'm just along for the ride.
Are you still in the village?
I've moved into a hotel for it's to really strategize for the competition and the practices, and to, for me, it's been a lot about just kind of realizing that I am much more mentally strong than I've ever given myself credit for, and I'm much more, I have a lot of self-awareness, and to really just kind of follow my instincts. But then, you know, we also do set very specific kind of processes through practice and through competition, so that I'm mentally organized.